have a lot of nerd rage. I have a lot of anger still inside me. Like, I'm 38 and I fucking hate jocks still. I don't even know any jocks, and I just fucking, So this happened a couple years back. I had to go into work one morning and pull into work, and there's no place to park. So I'm going to parallel park, and there's a kid's mattress laying in the street. And I'm a lazy asshole, so I didn't even get out and move it. I just fucking parked right on the mattress. I just went, eat. Parked, went into work. I come out at like 8 hours later. I'm in a shitty mood for some reason. And I'm driving around the corner, and I drive by this gym every day. And so I drive by there, and these two jocks are coming out of the gym, and they look at me, and, you know, it's that old thing of one guy looks at the other guy and goes, get a load of this guy, and look at the nerd, and pushes on him, and I just fucking flipped out. I just lost my shit. Like, nerd rage came flashing back, and I just looked at him and went, fuck you! What the fuck are you looking at, you fucking jock dicks? I fucking hate you! Because I wear glasses, I have a fucking vision problem. Eat a dick, fuck you. Just losing my shit. Well, the windows were up, but they could tell I was pissed. So I'm all red-faced and both birds flying. So this is a true story. So they see this, and they're both like, what the fuck? They backed up off the curb. And I drive another block, and there's this construction site there. And I see these guys, and construction workers standing out front doing nothing. Weird. And the one guy looks at his buddy and then looks at me and goes, hey. And I just go, oh, bring it on. You guys used to be jocks, and now you have to build stuff because you couldn't do anything else. Fuck you. And then I click and realize, and I pull over, and sure enough, the mattress is stuffed underneath my car. I'm fucking torn to shit. And I had the wood bottom, so the part of the frame, and so seriously, no lie, a 4-block trail of splinters behind my car. I swear to God. And one of the construction workers, totally cool guy, helps me pull it out from underneath my car. It made me think that maybe I'm not a nerd. Maybe I've just been dragging a mattress my whole life. Nah, you're right. I'm a nerd.
This is John Benjamin, and you're listening to the Nerd Hour.
Yeah, what's going on? We're back. Nerd Hour's back at full power tonight.
We're here, we're queer, get used to it.
Was there music or did I just not hear it?
There's music.
I hear something.
Yeah, so we're back, and so how was your Christmas, everybody?
Well, don't all jump at once. Sorry.
Pretty good. Up until I found out a friend was arrested.
I don't think they can hear us.
I feel like, no, that's BS because I have someone who told me that we were on. So. Are you fucking serious?
Are they just BSing because...
They could be bullshitting. Because, who knows?
Fuck it. Who gives a shit? Let's just record it. If it doesn't go live, we'll give out a podcast.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Exactly.
They want to cry wolf all the other times. Then the one time when they're being serious, they don't get a fucking show. How's that?
Cornak's pretty angry.
I'm fucking angry all the time.
Yeah, I know. That's the bit. Angry Cornak's. But
I know. That's the fucking bit. It's not fucking...
You're legitimately angry.
I fucking hate everyone.
Johnny English can hear us fine. That's all that matters. We're on, fuckers, trying to fuck with us. Anyway.
Yeah. So, whatever.
Really low?
Yeah, here's how much we've changed.
Turn up your volume.
All right, there we go. I believe I had the volume down from last week. So, is the volume up better? Now Johnny says his is loud as hell. What the fuck? All right, whatever. Well, we're still recording, and the levels here, like, I'm almost peaking, so, according to Audition. So, John needs listening through a board. So, this is our kind of year-end episode, because, I mean, next week when we do a show, if we do a show, I mean, if everybody's able to do a show, it's going to be the first one of 2014.
Yes.
So, you know, it's going to be, I mean...
This is totally our year-ending show, because it's the 28th, and next week it's...
Totally.
We won't have much to live up to next year.
We set high standards.
Hey, this has been a banner year for the Nerd Hour.
Amazing. I came aboard. We're really, really... This show is just taking off.
I'll put you on timeout.
Next stop, Hollywood.
Yes, next stop, Hollywood. Squares. As an audience member. Like, not as a contestant, because we won't be famous enough to actually...
In the fucking rafters.
Yeah, we'll get the rafters, because that's all you can usually afford.
No, we have to wait outside. We have to, like, wait
and
for a
And Punchy
roll call.
Will get the two seats behind the pole.
Hey,
no, we don't even get seats. We get a will call.
Still.
And yeah. Yeah, okay, Karnax. Relax, buddy. Easy. Dial it down a bit. Dial it down to three notches.
It's a joke, Falcone.
I'm playing along. I'm going back to you being angry. I mean, listen.
Yeah, baby. What you want?
Listen, you're not hammy throwing phones angry.
Aww.
But, Karnax, I don't care. Before we went on air.
Okay. What? Why don't you tell us what you said in the car, Punchy?
How about what I said in the car was, relax or I'm going to put Butt Monkey on.
Yes, because that was such riveting radio last week.
Oh, Butt Monkey. What? What? He's like a drunk-er Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I was about to say.
Had to add the "er" at the end. It was interesting. I don't know what I'm going to do with that episode because, like, there were.
You mean a breathing Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yes. Well, technically Stone Cold breathes too, but a heavier breathing. Actually, I think the breathing might have been Rich. I have no clue.
The pissing was Rich.
Yeah, the pissing was Rich. I'm not sure what was what that show. We had Greenway on there, trying to do his best to help out. But by the time Greenway called in, it was already like. I had already given up on the episode, so there was that. Guys, I don't mind spoilers of the UFC event while we're doing the show, since I'm going to be missing the main event.
Please, he does a show with Hammy. He embraces spoilers.
No, I embrace spoilers and breaking the fourth wall.
And AIDS.
Yes. And Red Sox, I do have to, like, I've got to get a free couple hours.
By which I mean you've hugged Joe Coletta.
Well, that's because Joe Coletta is a warm, heartfelt
bottle
guy.
Bottle of AIDS.
A warm,
Bottle of AIDS Productions. Hello.
He's
call back.
Yeah, he's a warm, heartful guy who would never burn any bridges in radio whatsoever. At all.
I would burn every single bridge if I wasn't so afraid you animals would fucking kill me.
Yeah, Karnax, at this point, it's kind of like when you join a gang and really the only way out is dying.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what MLR is.
You could, like, fake your death.
Yeah.
Start all over.
You could be like...
I've thought about that.
You could be like...
I didn't realize too many of you are my friends on Facebook.
Yeah. You could be like Michael from Grand Theft Auto 5. Same first name, too, so that works. Yeah. Change your name. Go to Los Santos. Get cheated.
It's a real place.
Hey, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. Go to Los Santos.
In reality.
Yes. Marry someone who is going to just cheat on you with a twink of a tennis instructor. So, all right. He told me to hang up on him quick. How are you doing, Butt Monkey? Hold on. What?
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 What? There we go. Okay.
On hold, you faggot.
Yeah, I put Butt Monkey on.
What the hell? And now it sounds like.
Relax. I put him on.
Turn off your
Welcome
radio.
To the arena.
Okay. Well, I put him on quickly so we can get the WhatsApp.
On Thunderdome.
Yeah, we're in Thunderdome. Just shut up and let's go at it.
It's a Beyond fucker.
Yeah, I know, but I know the movie. Come on. Who runs Bartertown? Master Blaster runs Bartertown. So anyway, Obviously, we're gonna have
who
to.
Who's on the streets?
So anyway, we're they're going. They're trying to get methane. they're basically harvesting pig shit. That movie was fantastically ridiculous.
Anyway.
So anyway, this was the 2013 was kind of an interesting year, I'd say.
I would argue it was a good year.
Yes, and a pretty good year in some ways. Not that great of a year in others.
Like better than most, but yeah. Others. What? Yeah.
Like the VMAs.
Oh, yeah.
God,
I don't get. Ugh.
I think one of the things I want to have happen in 2014 is for Miley Cyrus to disappear.
Like, but, in, like, a South American country, like, you know.
I'm just saying.
Where she's sold into a sex slave ring.
And then
raped and addicted to coke for the rest of her life.
And then Liam
wait,
Neeson.
What?
What?
No, I was like, wait, what just happened? Wait, this happened? What?
No, he's wishing.
I literally zoned out and thought you were talking about a movie that I hadn't seen and really wanted to. Yeah.
And then I was going to and Liam Neeson.
So you want to see? So basically, what you want to see is I spit on your grave with cocaine.
No. Because I thought it was going to bust into, and then it's a revenge story. Where
which
she's
is,
like
I
kicking
spit
ass.
On grave with cocaine.
Fortunately, even Liam.
I've never seen I spit on your grave.
Yeah. Fortunately, even Liam Neeson wouldn't try to rescue Miley Cyrus.
Nah.
Who would except for Billy Ray Cyrus? Because
no, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't.
Because as long as she's around, he's
gonna milk that whole "my daughter is dead" thing.
That's
for
true.
All of the cash it's worth.
But unless you're Fred Goldman, milking the dead kid thing does not last long. Doesn't.
Okay, but it'll be profitable in the short term, and if he invests his money properly. He will, and plus, he still does pretty good with country music, so, you know.
All right, so he'll let it happen so that he has one song titled Miley that charts the tops the charts in iTunes.
Oh, please, it'll probably be entitled Smiley.
Yeah, good point. He is corny like that. This is the same guy who made the song Achy Breaky Heart.
You do realize that's how she got her fucking name, Miley, because she's so smiley!
Oh, God, can the Cyruses just disappear, like, today?
No, I mean, seriously, Miley was just a nickname. She legally changed that to her name.
What?
Yeah. Her real name was Destiny.
Are you fucking serious that, like, her real name was Destiny?
It was Destiny Hope. She changed it to Miley Ray.
They may as well have just changed her name to White Trashy McTrasherton.
Pretty much.
That is probably the white trashiest name I've ever heard someone use.
Miley Cyrus is white trash. My God!
I know, right? The trying to twerk when
you're breaking my. You're just busting new ground, Punchy.
I don't think I'm a fan of overly bitter Cornax, but anyway,
ouch.
Granted, the her trying to twerk when she has no ass and her. Well, I'm just gonna call it Shrek hair.
Let's be fair, she did exactly what she wanted to do.
What, ruin the lives of a lot of people who in the entertainment
industry? No. Let's be fair. If she's had the time where she could be provocative. She tried the whole Lady Gaga type provocative. It didn't work. So she tried the in-your-face, disgusting provocative to get people talking.
And it worked.
We're talking
really.
About her right fucking now. She won.
Also, can we talk about the really gross rapey song, too?
Which one's that?
Blurred Lines?
Oh, no. She's got
blurred
a rapey
song. Hashtag rapey. And rapey.
You know
rape.
You know the hilarious part?
What?
Was at the whole VMAs, she's like trying to show off her ass by twerking. Meanwhile, Lady Gaga just outshines her in the ass department.
Also, Beyonce just decided, I'm going to release an album and beat all those bitches.
Yeah, that like no press whatsoever.
Like,
no.
Literally, Lady Gaga, I think, spent like a couple hundred thousand or like millions of dollars promoting art pop and doing all like her concert tour and everything. And Beyonce was just like, here, have an album digitally that day and outsold all of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to find the stats right now, actually. Because I'm not even kidding. Like, they spend, like, these other artists spend all this, like, money. Like, hold on.
I wonder if, like, a lot of the sales can be attributed to, hey, she just announced it. Let's go get the album. And
Beyonce make.
All right. So, as you can hear, there's a little break here because apparently the internet decided to shit out. So I'm waiting for that to be able to reconnect. That'd be nice. All right. So there we go. As you can see, there's technical difficulties here, so I'm just going to narrate here while this shit's going on. Internet shit out. That's fantastic. Whatever. Whatevsies. I'm just making a message for Red Sox to let the chat know that the internet shit out, and I'll be back on shortly. So those of you listening on podcast, this is being recorded to show you that I'm actually not losing my shit, because I kind of expected this bullshit to happen, because I was spending so much time watching the sexy-ass Misha Tate and sexy-ass Ronda Rousey fight that I forgot to restart my computer before the show, which is always fun to do. That's always a good idea, just saying. So before somebody tries to say, well, it's your fault, you're blaming everybody else. No, I'm not blaming everybody else. And the reconnection adapter is resetting, so we will be back on shortly. And thank you again for being patient with our shenanigans. And it's waiting to reconnect, and then I'm going to bring back Ariel and Cornax. Okay, it's connecting, and we are back on. All right, guys, so here's what happened. Let me just tell everybody to refresh. All right, so here's what happened. All right, my internet shit out. So...
yeah.
There's
Baker.
Oh, hey.
Hey, so,
hey.
Yeah. Hey, remember
hey,
that?
Buddy.
Hey, you know that issue my computer has where it likes to once every while
need
to refresh
where
the
internet? Have the most ghetto fucking internet ever?
It's not the internet. It's the computer. It's literally the...
No, this has never happened before. I have no idea what's going on.
No.
No. We're sorry.
Sorry for fucking what? Shut
I don't
up.
Know.
I'm not sorry. You can be sorry all you want.
I was apologizing to the audience. But they can
fuck
go
the
fuck
audience.
Themselves.
They can go fuck themselves. They're assholes too.
You can tell Cornax is taking some time off, like after the show. Because
what
he's
what the fuck is with you and fourth wall?
Anyway,
shit?
Anyway, can I just I did find the Beyonce stats.
Alright, let's hear the Beyonce stats.
Because okay, so
what's your cup size first? Then I want total bust, then I want waist, and then I want hips. Those are the stats I want first.
I don't know. I don't have that.
Wait, way too small.
The album stats.
Cornax, I have those stats. Way too small for that gangly build. Way too small for that gangly build. Chiclet teeth. Okay, Ariel, go ahead.
I said Beyonce, not Miley Cyrus.
Oh, Beyonce. Black girl, white girl teeth.
Jesus.
Beyonce's queen. Don't. No.
34, 26, 38.
Anyway, her album became the fastest selling album ever on iTunes. Downloaded 828,773 times in 3 days. Was 617,213 sold. So that means...
That means she sold the... She and probably... Was it self-released by her or was it released through her label?
I think I don't. Literally, I think it was being downloaded so quickly that. Oh, why is. I don't want this video. Go away. Go away. Go away. Go away.
Oh, videos.
Anyway, you can't hear that, right?
No, I couldn't hear it at all.
Okay, good. I think the iTunes servers literally couldn't handle it. Because it was being downloaded so long.
I wonder if that was planned.
And it came with 17 music videos.
Jesus Christ.
Like, so, she literally shot all these music videos and nobody knew she was doing this.
Jay-Z knew. Because,
oh, wait. I know why. No one knew because, hello, everyone's focused on Jay-Z's new album. And while that's happening, no one's really paying attention to Mrs. Jay-Z.
Well, then, the, like,
I feel like she just self-released it.
Yeah, she. I think she self-released it, and the fact that that kid is getting.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised, dude. She has enough money. She has the studio. She has all the time in the world. She can do whatever she wants now.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say the baby even got more press this year than Beyonce before that album came out. Like, seriously, the offspring of her and probably the ugliest businessman in the rap, it was getting so much more press than she was, and then all of a sudden she just dropped the album.
You're going to tell me Julio is better looking than Jay-Z?
Have you seen a picture of Jay-Z?
Have you seen a picture of Julio nowadays?
All right, good point, but still, at least...
gangsta braids...
Wait, who's the best looking...
Capone tails... on the side of his bald head.
Yeah, but Coolio, you can at least say he's old.
Motherfucker, go look up a picture and post it in chat.
Rapper?
Huh?
Who's the best looking rapper then?
Eminem, because he's white.
Oh, Cornax. But really, seriously though. Anyway, we kind of got sidetracked with the rap talk.
Which... Mine was a racist joke. Punchy is just a racist.
Wait, I'm sorry. How am I a racist?
What? Nothing?
How am I a racist?
Huh? What'd you say?
What's that? Throwing stones in glass houses?
What? Shut up.
Anyway, all right. Next thing we're going to talk about that we were getting to is talking about the end of time. The Doctor Who special, the Christmas special, which was going to be
the Time of the Doctor?
Yes, why did I say that?
End of Time was David Tennant.
Oh, that's right, because End of Time was a better regeneration. That's why.
Ah!
I think it's so funny after David Tennant's, you know, 5-minute regeneration, then you got Matt Smith. Fooding!
Yeah, well, then technically, I don't know, because technically it started when Gallifrey just decided, hey, we're going to open. We're gonna open a time vortex and just give an extra regeneration to Matt Smith.
So
I like
there's
it.
14 doctors now.
I'm not sure.
No, he's starting over. It's a whole new 12 regenerations.
No, because he's lost regenerations before. Because sometimes where he's healed himself, he's used them.
Yes, actually mentioned with 10. So it was like basically. Like, he used it up. He was at number 13.
So, well, no, so this would have been. I don't know. I forget it. I give up. This show is confusing, and you know what? I can't even laugh at Hammy when he gets confused because, yeah, it all gets explained later. But let's be honest. At the time, we're all fucking confused.
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't confused watching it. I mean, granted.
I mean specifically about the whole regeneration thing.
Oh. That's the thing. We don't know whether it's just one extra one in storyline or if it's just like Ariel said.
To continue the franchise indefinitely.
Yeah, probably enough to continue it indefinitely so they're not always constantly having to write a loophole. When another 12 regenerations happen.
Well, no, they already wrote a loophole years ago. Because the Master has had more than 13 regenerations.
Yeah, but that loophole applied to the Master.
No, because that was just something where, it was like he broke the rules. You're supposed to only get 13, but if you force it, you can get more than 13.
Well, Matt Smith's doctor did not force it, and the doctor did not force it until then.
No. What I'm saying, I'm not saying as in he forces regeneration. I mean, as in just there's a way to break the whole cycle of 13 thing.
I know. I'm just saying,
if we're all talking about how the Doctor is going to get darker, possibly with Peter Capaldi, or even with the Doctor who comes after him, if he gets so dark that, I don't know, maybe he decides to break the laws of, you know, Time Lord Law and bullshit, whatever. Then, Uber Dark Doctor. Hey! Bonus lives!
Weston Echo is not a fan of the Christmas special.
What is he a fan of?
Mother Russia. is what he's a fan of. Now, the thing is, though, like, when they showed Capaldi, is it me or did he kind of look like David Tennant's father?
Okay, you know what? I'm so glad someone finally said it.
That's what he reminded me of the whole time.
Jesus Christ, he is like an older David Tennant. And honestly, if he was chosen as 11 and Matt Smith is 12, I would have believed it because it would have just been like, oh, it's just like David Tennant, but older. And then we replace it with a rejuvenated doctor.
If they did with the 10th doctor what they did with the 11th doctor, making him grow old during the last special, they could have just had Peter Capaldi playing old David Tennant.
Exactly.
So that would have worked. And listen, everybody's going to shit on Peter Capaldi. I'm sure they're going to lose some viewers. Like,
look, if they're going to have a Scotsman do it, I like it.
I think he's going to be awesome.
I'm going to give him a chance, but like, I think there's going to be a lot of like younger fans, newer fans who are going to.
Well, they can go suck a dick.
Well, obviously, but there's.
I'm sorry. No, like, you know what? The show is the show. Like, it's not. I'm sorry. I don't know how I'm supposed to say it, but you can't just be like, you're not going to go on and be like, oh man, no, he's not attractive anymore. I don't want to watch it. Like, that's retarded. I mean, that's stupid.
I'm just saying, I don't know if it's that some, like, my point is that they're probably, Matt Smith might have been the first doctor for a lot of people, so a lot of them might not be patient enough to go through the cycle of a new doctor.
But it's fun. Like, it's really sad, but it's fun.
Oh, it is. But there's a lot of people, especially in the U.S., who aren't patient enough to be like, go through the, he sucks.
That's because they're Americans.
Well, yeah, obviously.
We're Americans. I mean, that's because we're stupid and we don't enjoy different things. Or, like, certain things. Like, I don't know.
Well, you enjoy certain things? You're un-American.
No, but I'm saying, like, we don't have, like...
The fuck
most,
was that?
I don't know.
You enjoy things with different languages and accents. You're not American. America. I shouldn't be reading words in English when I'm watching a movie. America. That actually is very fitting when I use America.
Like, that's the same reason why certain movies, like, they're good and people don't watch them because they're stupid.
People are...
Stop.
Okay. Only say that when I say America.
AIDS.
Dick. Anyway.
Face. My black man's penis.
All right, but I'm the racist one.
What was that one racist?
Every time it's always with a black man's penis. Anyway, then that's the thing. Like, a lot of people...
Because you like big cock. That's why you like Joe Coletta.
I'm sorry. Who's the one who talks about it all the time? That'd be Hammy.
Yeah, but, you know... Hammy gets blamed for everything on Brains. Do you get blamed for everything on Nerd Hour? That's how these things work.
That is true. I get blamed for things in the Nerd Hour. I get people staying in the chat even though they're voicing their
displeasure. All right, now you're talking too much. Let's move on.
Oh, okay. I'm talking too much. Okay, anyway. So, you know.
Like, I'm having so much fun tonight.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. But, anyway... Trying to stay back on topic.
We had a topic?
Yeah, we had a topic that we were talking about.
You know who's the best? Clara. She's the best.
I do like Clara. I do feel like the episodes that I've seen with Clara, like, she's an awesome character, but could be so much better. It just seems like Moffat's not that great at writing female characters, for the most part.
I would say, well, like, here's, like, the thing. No, here's the thing, because he only writes how many episodes? So yeah. I feel like there's different writers for each one, and I feel like I enjoy the episodes that he doesn't write more.
You know, here's the one thing, though. The one thing, though, is that he's the showrunner, so he does have some pretty much some control over what the writers put in there. Like, the writers aren't just making a random episode, because if they did,
wouldn't make sense. No, I realize that, but I'm just saying, like...
And like, them going with their own thing would risk going against the grand scheme of things that he has planned for the arc of the season. So, that's why, like, for any other show, like, the showrunner is the one who gets the blame for the direction of a show, even if he doesn't write that many episodes, because it's his vision being acted out and written out by other people.
Right, What is it that you don't like about Clara, though?
That just sometimes the way she's almost, not babied as in pampered, but, like, talked down to a bit.
Right.
It's almost like she's minimalized at some points, and she seems like she could be a really great companion.
Right.
And possibly better than, say, for example, Rose Tyler.
No, I definitely, I would honestly argue that she is probably my favorite.
And
because I think she stands equal.
But I think, she could, stand even more equal in there, even above the past. Well, I'm not going to compare.
Yeah.
I'm not going to compare to companions of the older series. I'm going to go strictly with the relaunched one.
Right, because that's the ones that we're all really more familiar with. But
yeah.
I wonder something. You think we're going to see Jack Harkness again with Capaldi's doctor? Especially now that he's kind of got Clara, who's died multiple times, and Jack, who dies every 5 minutes.
It would be nice. Is there an issue with John Barrowman, or is it just he's concentrated on Torchwood now?
Torchwood's not even going on right now. He's an Arrow.
Oh, he's an Arrow. All right, so he's getting those CW paychecks now. He's making America money.
Yeah.
There we go. See? The America laugh. Anyway, I would like to see Jack Harkness back in there. He's a really great character.
Right.
Like one of the more...
No, he is. No, he's a great character. I feel like they don't make room for him at this point.
In the butt.
Yeah, they probably... I mean, when they do want to put him in, they'll probably write room for him, but...
Room for him in the doctor's butt.
Cornax getting a little dark now, but anyway.
I'm saying that asking, do you think, after 900 years, the doctor, as Peter Capaldi, would bend over for Jack Harkness? I'm just asking. That's not dark. That's just a question. You think in 900 years of life, he would decide, you know what, I've known Jack, and you know what, I'm willing to bend over for him.
No, I think he'd rather just play hard to get with Jack. Mess with him. And also because I don't know if his anus is made out of Time Lord technology. Probably not bigger on the inside. It would probably hurt. All right, so why are we having this conversation?
I don't know. We were talking about Clara.
Yeah, we're talking about Clara, Cornax. Clara, who is, like I said, an awesome companion, but I think
she... Do you think she would bend over and take it in the bum from Jack?
Maybe. It's possible. Much more possible than the Peter Capaldi doctor doing it.
I don't know. He has that look about him.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I'm so glad I'm not in chat, aren't I?
I am as well.
Let's just say a gif from the end of the Anderson Silva fight where he brutally breaks his leg is now in chat.
Ha ha. That's what you get for caring about these animals.
Hey, you know what? There's listeners. I interact with the listeners. Oh my god, that's disgusting. But anyway, and I'm also glad that they brought in a lot of the classic villains for this special.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Daleks who are always there.
I like these sort of tying up loose ends, as far as okay, here's the cracks in time, or here's the why the TARDIS exploded, and here's the silence and things like that, and the church people.
It did do a fantastic job of tying up any loose ends that did remain in this
run.
And
I really liked how it sort of explored the Doctor's relationship with Clara at this point in time. More here's the thing, you argue, that he does sort of talk down to her and he does do all that stuff. And yeah, it does happen, but I also think, she's the only one who I've ever... That's not true, but she's the one who she definitely is, equal, and, I mean, she's the reason he's alive.
Yeah, that is true, and there is the good.
She saves him.
There is the good with the bad, and I guess
It's sort of it's a 50-50. There's parts where you're all right, she's not a child, stop. And then there's other parts where she's treated so equally, and then she's sort of I can save him, and she does, and you're yes, awesome. So I guess I don't know. It's sort of the good with the bad, like you said.
And then you just want to see Karen Gillan shorts. And so you go back to the earlier
Matt Smith episodes.
Yes, those. Well, shut up and move on.
Cornax is getting a little uppity.
Ignore me.
All right. So we're going to, speaking of Arrow, so we're going to go to a, what's, I'm guessing they're calling a spinoff of Arrow, because we're going to be
getting, I don't know if they're calling it a spinoff or just its own show at this point.
Yeah, they've kind of, in more confusion, but there's going to be a CW TV show centered around Barry Allen or The Flash.
Yes.
Now, they've already done some casting as far as non-Barry Allen characters. Wait.
Can I just talk about how great Arrow is, like, with, like, the universe and stuff?
You can. We're going to have a segment for TV from this year, so.
Well, I mean, since we're talking about The Flash and the spinoff that they're doing for it, I mean, the episode where they introduced him was fantastic. Because, like, he is, like, the person they have playing Barry Allen, I don't know his name off the top of my head, but he is, like, he's great. He's so perfect as him.
And I've heard...
What?
I've heard good things about Arrow, too.
Arrow's great. Like, I would argue that season one, it takes a little to, like, get into, but season two has been nothing but amazing episodes.
Yeah, and I
have enjoyed every episode.
I like the fact that while it does stay true to the comics a lot, it kind of keeps it a little vaguer. Like, it's a little more realistic.
Right, because they have with, like, Black Canary that she's tied to the League of Assassins.
Yep.
They have, like, the overall stuff going on with, like, Slade and things like that. They have, like, other things happening with him. They're taking a new angle with Roy Harper, which is interesting, which ties into the overall storyline. But he's eventually still going to become Red Arrow, but it's, like, the way that they're getting there is different, which is just cool. And then with, like, The Flash, they had him sort of come in and, you know, he learns Oliver's identity and all this other stuff going on. And then at the end of his, I think it was a two-part episode. So he was in for two episodes. And so at the end of his second episode, they had the particle accelerator go off and the lightning hit him.
Yeah.
And it sort of ended. So that was really cool. And they kept mentioning the particle accelerator, like, as it went on. But they've also mentioned, like, Ra's al Ghul and League of Assassins. And I definitely think that Summer Glau is guest starring this season. I think she's Talia. Like, I think that's going to be the reveal.
Oh, shit. John Barrowman plays Merlin.
Yeah, he does. Plays Malcolm Merlin.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking at some of the cast now, too.
Also the Dark Archer.
Yes. And I guess there's a daughter of Ra's al Ghul in there.
They mention her, but it's not Talia. I know they've cast the sister.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely thinking that Summer Glau is Talia.
And Grant Gustin is the one who's going to be playing Barry Allen.
And he's great.
Holy shit, Michael Jai White was in it as Bronze Tiger.
Yes.
They had Deadshot.
And yeah, they've had Deadshot, they've had Firefly, they've had
Count Vertigo. Huntress.
Yeah, Count Vertigo. Who, oh my god, he was so good.
Who, Vertigo?
As Vertigo, yeah.
Damn, I've got to watch this.
If you've ever seen Fringe, it's the one who came in later. Oh, what was his name? Like, losing it.
Oh, shit, and Brother Blood?
Yeah, that's what's going on now. They have Sebastian Blood and Brother Blood. They have all that going on. What was it?
Damn, so they've got a lot of, like, different, and I know they're saying...
Like, they had, like, Villain of the Weeks, and now, but they've sort of gone in and, like, they're really expanding on it. So, like, Deadshot, they have more going on with him.
I'd kind of like to see them...
Seth Gable was... he was Count Vertigo, and he's also from Fringe. He's freaking awesome.
I'm kind of hoping they bring in... the rumor's true, and they do bring in Nightwing. They kind of get that core going with the younger...
I really want them to bring Nightwing. I think it'll be...
Because, like, they're going with the angle of the characters being younger versions of themselves, and it makes...
Well, if you think about it, it's like year one for a lot of things.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, it would make no sense to bring in, like, Bruce Wayne younger as Batman.
No.
So the next best thing to do is bring in Dick Grayson. They can make also as many references as they want to him being Dick Grayson, the ward of Batman, who is the former Robin.
No, like, that's what I want. I don't want, like, a Bruce Wayne or a Clark Kent, because that's already been done.
Yeah, and then they could throw in, like, if they want to bring in a Green Lantern character, they can avoid Hal Jordan and John Stewart and Guy Gardner and just bring in Kyle Rayner. And that would be a good way to cast that character in something live action.
Right. Like, I think it would be really smart if they brought in Nightwing. And honestly, like, the show is awesome. Like, as far as just, like, the storylines and the action. Like, the fight sequences are great. And yeah. Especially, like, the they had one fight. It was between Oliver and – it was with Oliver and Black Canary against League of Assassins. And it was just, like
– I've got a
– it was awesome.
I've got to Netflix that show. I really do.
Yeah, season one is on Netflix. Season two you can probably find.
All right.
On Hulu or somewhere else.
So, now, before we go to break.
Yeah, and Alex Kingston played Dinah Lance.
Oh, shit. All right. We're going to get some movies. We're going to talk about some movie stories and then recap movies of the year. Vin Diesel has finally been confirmed to be playing Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy. He'll be voicing the character. Similar to how Michael Clark Duncan was last second announced that he would be voicing Kilowog in Green Lantern.
Nice.
Because with voice acting, you can pretty much wait to the last possible second to hire people.
Well, yeah, because it's not...
Yeah,
it's not like you, they're not filming you. They're just like, oh, here, do this voice. And we've already animated the character.
Yeah, you're pretty much walking in there, just reading lines and trying to emphasize certain aspects of the words you're saying. But I don't know. Like, it could be an interesting move. I don't know if his voice would match the character. But then again, the character is, like, when you're thinking of a character's voice.
Wait, Vin Diesel voiced the Iron Giant.
That is true.
So.
That is true. He did voice the Iron Giant, but now he's going to be voicing a living tree.
And I think his voice fits.
Yes.
All right, I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking of Vin Diesel in, like, every live-action movie he's done. Where he's like,
which would make him even better, especially if he delivers it like that.
Okay, but I'm saying if he delivers it like meathead, North Jersey Italian guy,
which would be hilarious.
Well, I mean, they might be going for the comedy aspect. I mean, they did cast some people with comedic backgrounds, so that could be.
I'm just saying, Vin Diesel can do Solemn very good. He has a deep voice. And plus, he's a nerd. He has respect for this shit.
You know what would be awesome is if Batman The Long Halloween and he voices Solomon Grundy.
Oh!
That'd be funny if he does, like, his next phase is going into voice acting once they stop making
fast. I think Cornax just came with that thought.
He kind of did. Once they stop making Fast and Furious movies, now that one of the lead actors was in a car crash worse than I've ever had.
So 12 years from now.
Yeah, 12 years from now. When The Rock stops doing movies and wrestling in general.
20 years from now. No,
30 years from now.
Okay, when he's dead.
30 years from now.
When The Rock is dead is when he'll stop milking this. When The Rock is dead, Vin Diesel will become a voice actor. There.
By then, Vin Diesel's chest will look worse than De Niro's now. Like... That's when
Vin Diesel's chest will look like De Niro's face now.
All right. Valid point. Valid point. I don't know. It could be interesting. It's one of those wait and see. But I'm kind of excited for that movie now. Like, just in general. It's such an interesting cast.
Yeah.
And
I was already excited for it, but now I'm like even more so.
What's hilarious is you've got a guy who's acted with a wrestler voicing a character, and then you've got a wrestler playing a character in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, which wrestler?
Batista.
Oh, what's he doing?
He's playing Drax the Destroyer.
Oh, yeah.
You got Zoe Saldana and you got Chris Pratt.
The cast is amazing.
Yeah. Got.
I will argue Marvel knows how to fucking cast their movies.
Yeah, they've been doing really good at that.
Even a movie that's like kind of shitty has a fucking great cast.
Yeah, and like people like someone like Bradley Cooper, they're just like, listen, you're voicing a character,
and they're just like, okay.
Then the funny part is, look at the cast; it's very diverse in background. Like you've got John C. Reilly, Glenn Close, Bradley Cooper, Benicio Del Toro, and then you've got...
Oh my god, I finally realized it.
What?
Everyone's been going off about Batista returning to the WWE. I don't even think he wants to return, but let's face it, they're going to offer a lot of money for him to come back, because guess what? Then they can promote his movie, which then promotes them.
Yep.
That's the only reason he's back.
It's exactly why he's probably coming back. It's probably exactly why.
So everyone who thinks, oh, he wasn't getting enough money, nope. He's just going to get even more money.
Not getting enough money. I mean, dude's been in so many movies lately. And
I know,
and
which is why it's stupid.
And big movies, too. Like, he hasn't been in small movies. I mean, some of the movies he's been in flopped.
Yeah.
And he's not a starring role guy.
But he's never been in the starring role. He's always been the extra guy.
He's always been the big heavy. You know what he's like? He's like Triple H in any movie Triple H is in that's not a WWE film.
Yeah. You know what? And he does it well. I mean, I've never heard anyone... You know, I haven't heard exact praise for him in Man with the Iron Fist, but, you know...
Although it's funny is, up until 2012, Batista was in all, like, direct-to-video stuff.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, hey, we're going to put him in theatrical movies, like The Man with the Iron Fist, Riddick, and now Guardians of the Galaxy.
But, you know, they're using him well. They're playing to his strengths.
Which is being a big, muscular guy.
Yes.
Like, that's... And listen, there's a role for that in action movies, especially comic book movies.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised Stallone didn't try to shoehorn him into The Expendables 3.
You know what? You have a point.
But
guys, I don't know if this is true, but on IMDb, there's a quote that says from trailer, so this could be like from a teaser or footage, and it literally says, they call themselves the Guardians of the Galaxy, and then another character's like, what a bunch of assholes. If this is true, this movie is going to be the best.
What a bunch of assholes.
And that's awesome.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised, because remember, James Gunn is the director and writer.
This is true. I'm just like, that's awesome.
And for those of
you know what, true. Wait,
it's the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's not like it's Captain America.
No, because
Iron Man. This is not like a main franchise thing.
No, yeah. It's an off like.
Can get away with this shit.
This is going to be the greatest thing.
And for those who don't know or are not familiar with James Gunn, I'm going to give you a rundown of some of his credits. Writer and actor for Tromeo and Juliet.
Yep.
He also wrote the Scooby-Doo movie, but we'll forgive him for that.
It's fine. There were some good jokes in that movie. If you really, there's some jokes in that movie where you're like, holy shit.
He wrote the Dawn of the Dead remake.
Good.
Wrote and directed Slither.
Yes.
Did a hilarious web series called James Gunn's PG Porn.
I've never seen that.
Wrote and directed Super.
I still need to watch that, but I hear it's good.
He wrote the game Lollipop Chainsaw.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wrote and directed Movie 43.
Well, a lot of people were involved in that, and that was terrible.
He directed the credit scene for Thor: The Dark World, now Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, nice.
So he's like...
Well, yeah, because obviously...
Yeah, so if there's a scene of someone calling them assholes, I'm not surprised considering who's involved.
I hope that's in there.
That would be fantastic. Just an R-rated...
I mean, because they can't go. It just says from trailer, but there hasn't been a trailer.
Yeah, not yet, though.
And it's on IMDb, but it's probably true.
I kind of can't wait for this movie now. It's, you know what this is? This is going to be...
Like how it's just one line. We're like, this movie's going to be the best.
Yeah. This is going to be one of those movies that it's a virtually unknown set of characters in the Marvel Universe that will suddenly get popular because this movie comes out and does well.
I know. I've got, I think they rebooted the comic. Probably for Marvel Now and stuff, but... So I got the first issue of that, and it sort of goes with, like, where Star-Lord and all that stuff is, and I was like, it's really interesting. Like, it's a good book.
And I believe it's been...
I think also because Brian Michael Bendis was writing it, but...
I found the trailer.
There's a trailer? There's an actual trailer?
It was from Comic-Con, so it's technically illegal.
Oh, we can't show it. We can't show it.
Yeah, we can't show it. We'll watch it off-air and... Fuck you guys.
We'll watch it on break.
So I'm muting.
All right. So anyway, I'm interested in that movie. The next piece of news we have here.
Sorry, I'm watching it too.
Oh, okay, awesome. So I'll just say the next.
Sorry.
All right. Then I'll skip ahead a bit and I'll talk about the Batman stuff. I'll go to the fact that there's been a follow-up to Days of Future Past announced, starting with X-Men Apocalypse.
They say a-holes, not assholes.
Oh, fuck that. Movie's
but out. It's a trailer, so it's censored. Also, it has a raccoon It has the raccoon with the guns, and I don't remember.
Rocket Raccoon.
Yes, it has Rocket Raccoon, and it has John C. Reilly.
Dude, I'm sorry. They're all standing on these platforms at the end, and it just looks like the greatest thing. They're like, look at this fucking team. Like,
I think they're doing a mugshot.
I think they are, and Chris Pratt is just like, I'm bored. Like, they all look bored. It's great.
This movie's going to be, all right, you know, this movie's going to be awesome.
It's going to be, no, just some of it, and the animation looked good, too. Like, not, it's not anime, but, like, the CGI and things, yeah. Like, there's parts of it, because the different worlds, but it looks good.
The CGI, I mean,
30 seconds, I don't give a shit, it looks awesome.
So the next story we're going to talk about, this one, Batman Superman. So.
You mean World's Finest? Because if it's not called World's Finest, I'm going to be pissed.
Well,
so, World's Finest.
Technically, it should be Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman at this point, because now
that's why it should just be called World's Finest.
They won't call it World's Finest, though.
They should call it World's Finest.
So, there's been a bit of a stir.
Or Trinity.
Or
yeah,
Trinity.
Yeah, or Trinity. I will also accept Trinity.
Because they had a comic called Trinity.
Yes.
And.
Can it just be Justice League Trinity?
Yes. So, they've hired Gal Gadot, I believe is how you pronounce your name. Which sounds like a, which by the way, sounds like a superhero identity.
I know, she already sounds like a superhero alternate identity name.
Who cares what her tits look like?
I'm not sure, actually, but.
She's playing Wonder Woman. This is important.
No, it's not.
She's known for playing Giselle in the Fast and the Furious film series.
In the Fast and the Furious series.
Yeah,
all right, she's good.
Karnax knew who we were talking about. She's also,
no, I don't. I found her picture.
Oh, all right. Well, Cornax, maybe you can post that. Oh, you're not in chat. Never mind.
Nope.
I'll put that in there during the break. She's also been Fast and Furious. She's been in Fast.
That's the only thing I've seen her in.
She's also been in six and five and six at least. So
yeah, I've only seen that's the only ones that I've seen are with her in them. Were five. I still haven't seen six. I want to see six.
And holy shit, is the internet going into an uproar over the casting?
No, of course it is because you have your annoying fanboys.
Because if it's not someone who already looks like Wonder Woman, despite the fact that not every actor...
Okay, she kind of really doesn't, honestly, but, you know, I'm not going to say anything, but she doesn't, but, you know...
No, she doesn't look like her at all, but doesn't mean she's not right for the job. If someone can act well, and she is saying she's going to try to put on some muscle to...
Well, I think you would have to anyway, regardless. Like, any superhero movie, you always have to... Unless you're playing an out-of-shape superhero.
Yeah, because let's say...
90% of the time, you have to take up a regimen.
Well, like, and I'm looking at pictures...
Like, look at Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
He had to for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. And Gal Gadot...
That's not even, like, a super... Like, I mean, yeah. It is, but it's not. Like...
Like, it's weird, though. She doesn't look like a tall, buff Amazonian in any picture I'm looking at. But in the face, like, she looks like she could...
Oh, yeah.
In the face, completely...
And I mean, if you pair that with acting and then any sort of regimen and like, and then add it in the context of the movie, I mean, I have a wait and see approach with this movie anyway.
Yeah, everyone forgets Christian Bale was not in the right build to play Batman when he signed
no.
on because he had just done The Machinist.
Yeah, he was like,
he was
really really thin.
He was bordering anorexic, and then he had to bulk up to 240 to play Batman.
Yeah, or even, like, Chris Hemsworth wasn't at the Thor weight when he was...
Yeah, is everyone forgetting he played Kirk's dad in the Star Trek
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, he wasn't even remotely, like, prepared... Like, he wasn't even remotely within that frame for Thor.
Then he took
and
some...
That, yeah.
Then he took some HGH and he was fine. So there's that.
He ate a mountain and he's okay. He had calories.
Yeah.
Like,
that's another thing, too. Like,
out. Like,
everyone was skeptical about that casting when he was picked, because I think everyone wanted Alexander Skarsgård to play the character.
Oh, yeah.
And listen.
Kind of funny, because his dad's in the movie.
Yeah, it's hilarious, because his dad's in the movie. His dad is an awesome actor.
No, they're all awesome. Yeah. Like, I just like that family is fucking talented.
But Chris Hemsworth ended up working out, playing the character really well, so...
Yeah, you have to. I mean,
so listen, guys, remember
it's
that.
Like, it's
he
all
ended up working
and
out, and his brother ended up with Miley Cyrus. So
yeah.
No, they're not together. And his brother ended up in the Hunger Games
yeah,
franchise, which is he's making good.
Yeah, that's making good money. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence is acting the fuck out of both all the movies.
Jennifer Lawrence is literally the greatest actress.
She's
just that woman.
I cannot wait to see American Hustle. And I have a lot of...
I can't either. I'm so excited to see that movie.
I've got,
and that's not even just because of her. Yeah, that whole cast looks awesome.
Yeah, I'm not even going to joke around and say it was just because of her. Let's be honest. The cast is pretty awesome. It looks really good.
Like, you have Christian Bale, Bradley Cooper, Amy Adams.
I mean, it'd be easy to make the joke and say, oh, yeah, I'm only going to see it for her. But let's be honest. That's an amazing cast.
And it's by David O. Russell. Yeah.
I don't want to take anything away from those other other performances.
You know, the funny part is it basically the principal cast of this movie is the cast of the last two David O. Russell movies.
I know. It's The Fighter and Silver Linings Playbook together.
With the exception of pretty much Louis C.K. and Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner. They're like, hey, you're new. Come on. Like,
you don't know so. You don't know. Maybe we will find in the background of one of those movies an extra. And then you'll look in the credits and see Louis C.K. extra and Jeremy Renner extra.
Louis C.K. is actually billed like sixth in the movie. He's billed higher than De Niro in this.
De Niro's in the movie?
Yeah, it's an uncredited role, but he does have a role in the movie.
That's... Talk about billing there.
Like, Louis C.K. is billed just below Jennifer Lawrence in the movie. Like, that is awesome for him. And Michael Pena's in it, too, who's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to watch this movie. I think when I did talk about movies on BrainSoon, I'll mention this later, when we do talk about movies of the year, I had given my list of movies that I liked the most of the year, but I had to preface it by saying that there were two movies that I had yet to see that I thought were going to overtake probably the top two spots of the list when I do see them. One of them is American Hustle. The other is The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, I need to see The Wolf of Wall Street, too.
Like, that looks awesome.
When is Leonardo DiCaprio going to win an Oscar?
Probably for this movie.
Really? Okay.
Takes
them a while.
It does take them a while, but this movie is coming out at the right time. It's coming out right in time for Oscar season, so it's going to be fresh in the mind of voters. It's not going to do that, hey, we're going to re-release it in theaters just to get the Oscar voters to remember the movie. It's going to be fresh in the mind, the first run. I think that and American Hustle will probably end up getting most of the nominations.
I mean, they're already getting like the Golden Globe nominations, so.
Yeah, so I think it's going to happen here, too. But I mean... two really good movies. It's going to be tough because I'm a huge Scorsese fan. I mentioned this last week in the aborted show about how much it'll suck when he does finally retire. And it's got DiCaprio.
Suck more when he's dead because then he can't come out of retirement.
Yeah, good point. But like, and him and DiCaprio always work magic. And Hammy, when he was talking about The Wolf of Wall Street, he praised Jonah Hill's acting in it.
Oh.
And Hammy hates fat Jews.
Especially when he's got to serve them pizza. So
exactly.
Dude, the actual list of the cast is ridiculous for The Wolf of Wall Street also. It's got DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, Matthew McConaughey. Rob Reiner's got a role. John Barenthal of The Walking Dead and Mob City. John Favreau, Jean Desjardins from The Artist. And there's still a shit ton of people on here, even like smaller roles by people we know, like Spike Jones and Ethan Suplee.
See, in my mind, the name Spike Jones always confused me. Because when I think Spike Jones, I think Jones, J-O-N-Z-E, the guy who made all the weird, wacky noises and music.
That's him.
Wait, what?
That's him.
That, no.
He's in the movie. He's actually he's directed a few movies now too. He directed Being John Malkovich. He directed Adaptation, Where the Wild Things Are. He did a movie that came out this year called Her, which is getting a ton.
I've heard those are getting really good reviews.
You gotta be kidding me! That is him. Holy shit!
Yep, and dude, he's some of the best music videos of the 90s were directed by him. So, like, I kind of want to see Her. I think it's going to be a...
I've heard it's been getting really good reviews.
Wait a minute. No, now I was confusing the... Oh, God, never mind. Fuck it. I'm an idiot. Which we all know, and we're all going to mention in chat and WhatsApp and Twitter and Facebook and wherever else we can call me an idiot. Also, reference the E-Rock thing, because that's not played out. And no, I'm not bitter, faggots.
You act like things aren't beaten to death here.
No! Really?
Everything that can be joked about. Hammy throwing a cell phone is 2 years old.
Let's face it, more like radio, the horse is beaten, raped, and then decapitated.
And then we serve it up for burgers, and then we don't eat those burgers, we just beat those with a baseball bat.
And then you fuck the remains, you fucking animals.
And, like, one thing I'm glad to see, because I'm looking at the Golden Globes nominations now, one movie that I finally saw, Frances Ha, which is really good, that's a Noah Baumbach movie. Greta Gerwig is getting a nomination there, even though the movie's not nominated. The director's probably not nominated. But whatevsies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's only a fantastic movie, but whatever. I'm looking at... What I don't like about the Golden Globes, though, is that they split the categories for drama and musical or comedy.
Yeah, like, that's always been weird to me.
And I don't think they should, like... it's fine for actor and actress and all that, because it does kind of give more people a chance who would normally get screwed.
Right, but it's always been, like, weird as far as, like, just, like, when you look at it, like, yeah, it's, like, musical or comedy, like, motion pictures, so that kind of makes sense. Like, that makes sense. But in TV, it's weird, because it's always, like, miniseries, comedy, like, just the supportings are always weird.
It's just, like, here's an example for supporting performance in a motion picture for drama, musical, or comedy, which they actually did combine the three.
Wait, really? Because I'm looking and it just says musical or comedy.
For supporting, they combined them.
Oh, supporting. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jennifer Lawrence has actually got a nomination there for American Hustle.
Awesome would it be if she won an Oscar 2 years in a row?
Oh, it would be fantastic. She'd probably win supporting this year. She's going up against, let's see, if it's supporting, if the nominations are the same, she's going up against June Squibb from Nebraska, Julia Roberts from August.
Oh, Sage Kenny.
Yeah. Osage Canyon. Lupita Nyong'o from 12 Years a Slave and Sally Hawkins from Blue Jasmine. So I feel like she could probably win that.
I'm amazed you didn't just give up and say some black chick.
No, because I try to pronounce names badly, but I try.
Oh, horribly.
Oh, well, come on. I mean, listen, maybe give the names proper pronunciation, all right? It's kind of like, hey, his name's Martin. No, it's Martin Brodeur.
Present.
You know what I'm really happy is Gravity is getting some recognition.
Cornax is taking a bit of a beating in chat for not knowing who Spike Jonze was.
I confused two fucking Spike Jonze. I'm fucking tired. Fuck you. Was it? Oh, who are the shit stirrers this time? Let me guess.
No,
Dennis is one of them.
Dennis is one of them. Kitty's listening and she's in
chat.
No, Bum Monkey's talking, but they're not really being shit stirrers.
Oh, amazing. Alan.
Yar.
Yes. And possibly Oxtail.
Actually, he's not in chat right now.
Oh, he's not. Well, that's wonderful. He can go and he can stay away, the faggot.
Cornax is firing from both barrels. So, anyway, we're going to talk about one thing real quick, and that is the fact that Anna Paquin got her scene cut from X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh, that sucks. You know what she needs to do? She needs to release a sex tape.
Yeah, she did. It's called The First Couple Seasons of True Blood.
No, I mean, I want to see her mouth on cock.
With her stray hand teeth?
She can wear a mouth guard.
She'll need to wear a retainer for any blowjob video that they put with whatever vampire is on there. She'll be wearing a fake grill. Just to cover up her middle partner teeth that looks like the singer of Alien Ant Farm's hair.
Jesus, that's a bit dated.
Don't care, it fits.
Hey, let's make 90s music references.
Let's be honest, that reference was dated back in the 90s.
Yeah, too bad the band had a hit song in the early 2000s.
I know. Thus my point.
And Kitty says, ew, Cornax. I don't know why. I guess because you're being bitter and angry. I'm not going to go
at Kitty. I like Kitty.
Okay. Well, Kitty, you're safe, which means that'll give her license to shit stir away.
Yeah, she can go ahead. She's probably the nicest of all you animals.
He says animals. All right, guys, we're going to take a break because we've been going on for more than an hour now, for the most part. I mean, except for that little time of me having no internet and having to record something in the middle. So we're going to take a break.
Oh, I thought it was a problem with your computer, not your internet.
Yeah, the computer cut the internet out, dick. But we're going to go on break.
Bitch.
Whore. We're going on...
Slut.
We're going on break. This is the Nerd Hour.
Die in a fire.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
Well, you're about to get a Skype call.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, any drop me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, look, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Hi, this is Marianne from Lust and Love. Recently, we decided the show needed more dicks, so we found the manliest man we knew to fill the spot, Dark Fox.
I know this is weird, but my boyfriend broke up with me because my dick is too short. He praised me about my skills and all, but is this a really good reason for a breakup? Because it's really hurting me until now. I can't seem to forget all the memories we had together. I know this can't be the reason, or maybe has he met another guy? I really cannot get over him because once he told me, I love your dick, whilst he was stroking it. That's the reason I will never let go.
Lust and Love, now gayer than ever. And that's saying a lot considering we used to have Hammy on the show. Join us Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Raya.
And of course, your host with the most, Big JP.
And we are
the Man Cave Radio Show.
Boys, the Sully Show, every Sunday from noon to 2, exclusively on
MoreLikeRadio.com.
That's right. Check them out,
bitches.
You'll love them.
I bet you
will. I'll tell them. Move, Man Cave.
Also, more about gel coat.
You took my father's life, but you won't take his sword. Thunder. 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 Thunder curse.
Oh, you think that I should quit? Well, that's all we did here. But let me ask you a question. Do you think that I care? They might have lost for days, but I got them for years. And I'm sick of their foul shit. Just affecting your ears. I'm the greatest to ever do it, like Muhammad Ali. So before you get crazy, you don't want it with me. See, you only live once. That's your motto, nigga. YOLO. So do you really want to risk a stupid nigga thoughts? I'm Ra's
scary, you don't wanna see my beast mode. I unwind, hit you naps like a god toad. Then down a shot of Jack and Johnny Walker Blue. Get in my face and I woke the Texas Ranger fools. I'm not patient, on top of that I'm fucking rude. A foul mouth with an even fouler mood. So when I'm rapping, spitting fire like a dragon, creating this verbal chaos, can't you hear the fun I'm having?
I've always told the best in the world is my title. It makes them mad like Mum Robin's final. Bringing good news just like switching the Geico. By doing this crap, I'm still making it mine though. I'm on a path to where I still do not know. Thunder has sent me to change the way the world flows. That's why when I'm on the beat, I always let go. I'm kicking ass all day like I was lying.
All that this Michael Bowman is giving me beyond sight. These other rappers are lame and I'm beyond right. I shine bright, I'm telling you, beyond light. I'm too good for real, beyond nice. And these maidens are fucking lazy. Who fucking signed these rappers? These crazy. Where do they find their fans? I'm thinking they're stupid, maybe. But telling them to their face, I'm a hater and really shady. Fucking backwards logic. Always try to cross, change the motherfucking topic. I spit fierce like the boom you hear from a rocket. So don't get out of pocket. Sit down and listen, cause these niggas are not it. I'm telling you they can't be. I'm like a prophecy. So tell me where the talent's at if it isn't me. Quack, quack, 2 Chainz and Lil B. Oh, really? Put me out of my misery.
I've always told the best in the world is my title. It makes them mad like Mum Robin's final. Bring you good news just like switching the Geico. By tuning this crap, I'm still making it mine though. I'm on a path to where I still do not know. Thunder has sent me to change the way the world flows. That's why when I'm on the beat, I always let go. I'm kicking ass all day like I was lying.
Mainstream needs to change, and I'm the game changer. Coming hard with these strange bars of Thundera. Thunder flow, ho, you know you better get with that. I dare a jackal to challenge me to a battle rap. So swearing they hard when they soft like snuff, huh? Creating these moms that are not too smart, huh? So what's going on? No one has heart. I wanna take hip hop back to the start and re-let it grow. Back to the days when it was all about the flow and letting niggas know what the government seems to be planning on the low. When they did it in the streets and they didn't care to blow. When they took it slow, you know what I'm saying. I just wanna give you mo by putting on a show, man. MOA is dropping beats, call them Panthro. And when I'm on a beat, they refer to me as Lionel.
I've always told the best in the world is my title. It makes them mad like Mum Robin's final. Bring you good news just like switching the Geico. By tuning this crap, I'm still making it mine though. I'm on a path to where I still do not know. Thunder has sent me to change the way the world flows. That's why when I'm on the beat, I always let go. I'm kicking ass all day like I was Lionel.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Hey everybody, this is Alexa. You can hear my Uncle Sean say terrible things on the Hippo Juice Show. Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Followed by the Red Show from 9 to 11. And now mark out Radio with Big T and Dark Fox is on Wednesday too. Join them during their new time slot, 11 to 1 a.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room. It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
We are back with the Nerd Hour. We are. Jerk. So, anyway, we're doing kind of our year-end show here. And one thing for sure is we had an interesting year for TV.
Did we?
Yeah, we did, Cornax. What?
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 Anyway.
What? 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 What?
I'll get to what, if you let me. Anyway.
Or.
So, we're going to start off with the saddest news of TV in 2013. That was, we saw...
Breaking Bad ended.
Yeah.
Destroyer. I was going to set that up a little more. But anyway, yeah, we saw...
Please, everyone saw it coming from a mile away.
All right, well, you could have still let me do the setup and not just barreled through it, but...
Yes, but I like to steal your thunder and just ruin everything for you.
That's right. I'll just continue to destroy the fourth wall. So...
Uh-huh. You mean you're just going to do everything you always do every single episode?
Yeah, pretty much.
Of every single podcast you're a part of and internet radio show.
Pretty much, because you don't fuck the fourth wall. Why does there got to be a fourth wall?
Because there isn't a fifth circle.
Well, yeah, it's even more the reason why there shouldn't be a fourth wall.
No.
Yes.
No, that was it. You're a comedian?
Oh, we're going to play that one. Someone who doesn't do comedy. You're a comedian, bro. I can go up on stage to better, bro.
Yo, you mad, bro?
No, I'm not mad.
You're mad. You mad.
Oh, listen, the guy who's been angry most of the night saying I'm mad. But anyway.
I'm just a jackass most of the night.
Anyway, not only have we had Breaking Bad end,
Rick didn't lose his hand.
That's only sad for J.J. Stoner.
Yeah, but J.J. makes us all suffer.
Just trying to do my show, guys. Just trying to do my show. We also, G4 ended and became the Esquire Network, which I'm sure is just doing swimmingly fine. Not at all, but still. 30 Rock ended. You know.
And
fortunately, the Cleveland show ended.
I was trying to come up with a race joke, but the thing is, even black people wanted the Cleveland show to end.
Yeah, even black people could not defend the Cleveland show. My favorite TV punching bag was canceled in March. That would be Whitney.
Oh, I thought... Oh, wait, no. Susan Dean is radio.
Yeah, radio punching bag. TV punching bag was that abomination of a show, Whitney.
You'd still fuck her.
Well, that's besides the point. But still, and she does do decent stand-up comedy, but she's just not good at... She's not good at acting on TV. Not in the least. Dexter went out with a whimper.
Lumberjack... Dexter. Lumberjacks.
Yeah, Futurama was canceled again.
Again.
Burn Notice again. Ended.
Again. Well, no, I think it's officially ended at this point.
Yeah,
they set up a pretty solid ending there.
They did. There was a pretty good ending there. So, another great show gone. The stupid 90210 reboot gone, thankfully.
That was still going on?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought that was canceled a while back.
Now, we've also had some milestone episodes and shows. The Office, which also was ended, had their 200th episode.
Learn to speak.
Actually, I've been doing a pretty good job most of the show. Anyway, their 200th episode was actually the second to last episode of the show. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia celebrated their 100th episode. Which I'm surprised.
Game of Thrones killed half its cast.
Game of Thrones killed more of its principal cast than The Walking Dead did in one episode.
Yeah.
And Sons of Anarchy, actually.
Yeah, they did.
Holy.
And Sons of Anarchy had massive amounts of man-on-man rape.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when there's prison scenes. It's like Oz. You know a guy's going to get butt-reamed by another guy.
Yep, and Dennis came so much.
Yes. Anyway, Castle had its 100th episode.
I'm implying
Castle
that Dennis
awesome.
Is a homosexual that masturbates to men getting raped.
No, we got the point of your joke.
No, I just want to make it clear that
no, we got it. We got it.
Is a faggot who masturbates to men fucking. Is it clear? I think it's clear. Okay, I'll shut up.
Dennis apparently doesn't like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. What does he like? He says, who does decent stand-up comedy? Oh, yeah, good point. You know who really does decent stand-up comedy? Joe Coletta. I'm sorry. He's not here to see Dennis post the video at some point.
Who cares?
Modern Family had its 100th episode.
Second verse, same as the first.
Yeah. Now I want to point out with It's Always Sunny, does it really count as a 100th episode if it was on a new network, or is it? Or
yes.
Just,
yes.
You know, because you're still
the same show.
Yeah, still the same show, still the same episode. Also on TV, we saw. Well, then again, now that I think of it, yeah, I'm not counting FX to FXX as a network change because it's the same fucking company. It's just a comedy offshoot. We did have some decent debuts this year. What were some of your favorite new shows, guys?
I don't watch TV.
All right. What were some of your favorite new shows, Ariel?
You know what show I've actually just gotten into? The Mindy Project.
You know what, funny? Like, the show, it's not new this year, but I've kind of started watching New Girl.
Yeah, like The Mindy Project's not new this year, but I've just started watching it. And I genuinely like it. Like, it's really funny.
Well, I think my favorite new show of this year was Marin.
I haven't watched that one.
Mark Maron show. I think because I'm such a fan of Louie, and this kind of made up for the lack of episodes of Louie for this year.
Right.
I actually got real...
Oh, you know what show was really good? The Americans. Like, I haven't finished it, but it was really fucking good. Like, I saw the first episode and everything. It was amazing. And Sleepy Hollow, too.
Yeah, I also... Bates Motel, I thought that was decent.
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yes, Orange is the New Black, one of the best new shows of the season.
Yeah.
I've heard, what was it? I've heard Hemlock Grove was pretty good, too.
It was, I don't know, I've only caught, like, glimpses of it. I guess, like, it's pretty, like, it's decent. Hannibal.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about Hannibal.
It's so good.
I know Happy Hogan likes Downton Abbey.
Happy Hogan is a fan of Downton Abbey. There was a lot of shows that came out, and I'm sure half of them will be canceled by the end of 2014.
Probably. I mean, anything good tends to...
It's one of those... TV is one of those cream...
Oh, you know what show is really good? Okay. Wait, you know what show is really, really good that I just watched?
What's that?
The Blacklist with James Spader.
Oh, yeah. I've heard
it's
really...
It's fucking great.
I've heard really good things about that.
I mean, they only have 10 episodes so far, and I think it comes back in like a week or two, but holy shit, that show is awesome.
Hey, you know what show that came out that people are just like meh about that on Comedy Central? Inside Amy Schumer.
Oh.
Wait, that's still around?
Apparently. So is the Jeselnik Offensive.
You know, it's interesting.
What's that?
Key and Peele is actually pretty good.
Yeah, I discovered them too.
Oh, Key and Peele's
awesome. I liked
them
back when they were on Mad TV, but that was years ago, and I haven't seen them in years. And Mad TV hasn't exactly aged well. They're good. Have you seen the Office homophobe bit?
The bit I've seen from them is the insult comic one.
Hold on, let me look this up because you're gonna love it.
And you know, his show is also really good, Orphan Black.
I've heard some very good things about that.
The acting, like, just alone, it's worth, like, watching it just for the acting.
Dennis says that Tomorrow People is a new show I've kind of enjoyed, tween drama and all. You know what's funny?
I wanted to look into it. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I enjoy.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yes. And the Tomorrow People reminds me of that old Nickelodeon miniseries, The Tomorrow People.
I haven't watched The Tomorrow People, but literally, like, The Blacklist is so good. I'm not even kidding. Like, it caught me completely by surprise. I was like, oh, I might enjoy this. We'll see. And then I was like, holy shit, the show is the best.
So good.
Yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is fantastic.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s awesome.
I need to watch The Blacklist, though.
No, you really should. I mean, there's literally only 10 episodes. So you'll burn through it so quickly, but, like, right now. But it's just, like, it's great.
Now,
the storyline alone, and James Spader is great. And he's going to play Ultron, so that's, like, awesome.
Now, what do you think was the worst show?
The worst show? I don't know. I usually try to pick and choose my shows pretty.
Well, I mean, the worst one that you gave a chance and was like, this is awful.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I really don't know. Because I probably blocked it from my memory.
I was not a fan of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I tried to give it a chance first.
I didn't watch it yet.
I barely got through the first
episode. I was sort of, like, concerned. I was like, I don't know if I want to watch this.
It does not look good. But then it says Key and Peele won him over
towards
the end of the first season. Yeah. They were a show that definitely did. They did kind of start slow, and then they picked it up big time.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis, oh, I get it. Worst show, The Nerd Hour. Fucking cold Ukrainian.
Us, yeah.
So, that...
I don't know. Like, what did I watch that I just didn't... I was like, no, kidding.
So we'll just agree that it was an interesting time in TV. And we're going to shift...
Has anybody watched Almost Human? Because I keep hearing that's
good. Oh, yeah, I've been hearing that's fantastic, too. And that's another one that I haven't been able to watch.
Yeah.
But then again, I mean, come on. Look at who made the show.
I literally feel like any show that I was like, this is terrible, probably got canceled and I didn't watch it.
Yeah, that's a good thing. The shows that come out of the gate terrible always get canceled quickly, unless, like, it's one of those we think they're terrible, but a lot of idiots love the show.
Like The Big Bang Theory.
Like Jersey Shore.
Like Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now everyone's like, oh, I'm standing by Duck Dynasty because it's freedom of speech.
No, it's not. Okay, first of all, freedom of speech is, okay, yeah, you can say whatever you want, but...
But your employer
it doesn't mean that
for saying it.
Exactly. Like, you're still going to get shit for it. Like, yeah, you have the freedom to say it, but other people are going to give you shit for it.
Nope.
Like, you're going to
kill you for saying it. People can ostracize you for saying it.
Exactly. And, you know, like, so
I can tell a customer to go fuck himself,
but you're going to get fired for it.
Job.
Yeah.
But I can do it.
And then he'll
freedom of speech is doing it, but it doesn't mean you're not free from the consequences of it.
Yeah.
So, no. Fuck Duck Dynasty. I was never... That show just stupid anyway.
Yeah. They're trying to say that that's like a freedom of speech rally. Hold on.
Bit and whatever. I don't give a shit anymore. Fuck Duck Dynasty. Fuck all this shit.
The point I was trying to get to is they should have been suspended for making unintelligent TV.
They should have been suspended on life support.
They should have been suspended for lowering the bar almost as bad as stupid Honey Boo Boo did. Dennis said
they should have been suspended for daring to sully the image of J.J. Stoner.
Trying to do my show, guys. Just trying to do my shows. And Dennis said he personally was really disappointed in Sleepy Hollow.
It's disappointed in Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah.
I've only
want to be there the one day where he says, I legitimately like that. I have nothing to complain about.
He likes Castle. Castle's great. Castle is literally one of the best shows ever.
I like Castle.
It's wonderful.
I like the way they ended The Mentalist this season.
I haven't watched The Mentalist, but I hear that's good.
Hey, also that debuted this year was Joe Rogan Questions Everything, a.k.a. Penn and Teller's Bullshit for Basic Cable.
So, Penn and Teller's Bullshit, but with one dude.
And without cursing.
Who doesn't do magic.
Yeah, without cursing. And
with more weed.
And he looks way too much like Mark Coleman, former UFC fighter.
That's because he's also a martial artist. Just saying.
Okay, but I'm just saying that he looks way too much like Mark Coleman, a specific mixed martial artist.
Okay.
So, going away from TV and going to comics, which I'm sure... Well, we're getting some zombie comics in full force now. First off, The Walking Dead, the comic, is going in full force into probably their biggest story arc they've done as far as number of issues. and that being All Out War, and that this is probably going to wrap up the whole story arc that started with Negan debuting in issue 100 and killing Glenn. That depressing way to end in 2012 for The Walking Dead. And it makes you wonder, who's going to kill Negan? Are they going to do it the same way they did the governor?
Maggie should kill him.
I think Maggie should kill him, or I think Rick should kill him.
And I feel like it should be Maggie because Glenn was the one who died.
Yeah, that's why you can make the argument for Maggie. But on the other hand, I'd like for
I just
once...
I feel like that would be more satisfying.
Yeah. All right. Although he killed Glenn, but for a couple issues, he was basically degrading Rick and degrading Carl. Also...
Yeah.
Like, he at one point, he actually made Carl show his wound on his eye when he got shot in the face and
right.
lived somehow. And then proceeded to make jokes about it and pretty much making Carl cry, which we haven't seen in a long time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he pretty much broke Carl for a second there.
True. Oh, you know what we forgot to mention about good TV? American Horror Story.
Yeah,
Tubman?
I've got to watch American Horror Story.
You really do. You really should. Anyway, back to the thing.
So, but this is like a 12-issue story storyline, All Out War. It's already started, and they're already almost halfway through, because they're doing. It's kind of like when they did Avengers versus X-Men, where they were doing 2 issues per month, just so that it didn't take a year to do a 12-issue story. So, you know, I think by April, the story will have wrapped up. But there's so many possibilities, and who's... All right.
I'm sorry. I just froze up, and I couldn't hit mute.
So, and the one thing I wonder, too, is what does this say about Andrea, who right now is dating Rick in the comic? Like, because...
Well, she's... Yeah.
Let's face it, anyone who fucks Rick is doomed.
Pretty much. I don't know much about The Walking Dead, but I do know that anyone connected to Rick suffers. I think he's just a bad luck charm. I think he was cursed by a voodoo priest, and that is why they're all the zombies. Everyone... he comes in contact to will just die and suffer. Even his son has lost an eye.
Yeah. Most
and you know what? I think Rick should be put down because he's just a curse.
He's not going to be put down, though. And what's funny about issue 100...
Yay!
What's funny about issue 100, if you... I don't know if anyone here has read it. when Negan is trying to pick someone to kill... to make an example of for Rick's group. He's going through the people and he's saying why he can't kill them. And, like, for example, Rick is like, he's like, I can't kill you. Look at what's happened to you. You've lost your hand and all that shit. You'll pretty much become a martyr to them. No, you're staying alive. Then he looks at Carl and he's pointing out how, like, his general stone face. And he's just like, your story's way too interesting to kill you off. Then he looks at, like, Michonne. Or, no, he looks at the one black guy, the new token black guy, and Glenn, and basically says, if there's one thing I'm not, it's a racist, so I can't kill you guys. He brings out that he thinks Michonne's attractive, and that's why he couldn't kill her. Same thing with Maggie. And then eventually he has to basically do eeny, meeny, miny, moe before he picks Glenn. That was how Glenn was killed off, via eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And I have a feeling that's how Kirkman decided to do it. Because, you know, like, with issue 100, you knew someone big was going to die. You knew something like that was going to happen, because it had been granted, Abraham had just died a few issues before. But you knew some huge death of one of the core people from the comic. Because up until issue 100, there was, the core in that group was Rick, Carl, Andrea, Glenn, Maggie, and Michonne. Like, that was the core group, and no one from that group had died in a while. I'm not counting Morgan, because he was gone for a while and then came back. But Like, those are the core. So you knew someone from that core was going to die. It was a matter of who. And even though, if anyone knew that, they were still pretty shocked that Glenn died the way he did, especially how brutally he died. And I'm guessing no one read the issue, so they don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm not caught up.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I've tried to make it spoiler-friendly, and then that went out the window.
Yeah.
But you have the internet, so I'm sure you found out already.
I mean, I already knew anyway, but...
And you know what, though? Even though that's the case, you may cry.
Did you know Entertainment Weekly put their number one episode of television of this year was Breaking Bad, Ozymandias?
Yeah, that... Wasn't that the penultimate episode, as they call it? Wasn't
yes.
That pretty much was the season series finale.
Yeah, and then the one after was basically the epilogue, and The Reigns of Castamere from Game of Thrones was their second greatest episode of this year.
True. You know what was crazy? One show that deserves mention, aside from Breaking Bad, as far as what I've seen, Sons of Anarchy.
It always goes unnoticed. Or unrecognized.
Although I feel like this is the season where it goes recognized. Look at the shit they did. And you know what, guys? Spoiler alert coming up, because there's a lot that's going to be mentioned. I thought when they killed off Otto, I thought that was going to be the biggest, like, Sons of Anarchy, like, Sam Crow death that we were going to see.
No.
I thought that, like, as far as, you know.
I'm not caught up, but I know what happened.
All right. So you know what happens in the finale, too?
Yes. Well, I know what happens in the finale. I don't know what's going on up to it.
All right. Well, what was weird was they killed off Danelle Logue so early.
Yeah, well, yeah. That was the last episode I think I saw was when the clubhouse blew up.
Yeah.
Like, so that's where it was.
I thought he was going to be the main bad, like the main antagonist of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then they killed him off like almost midway through. You had fucking RoboCop in the season.
Yeah.
And then, like, then they finally killed Clay.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Well, she said she knew the...
I knew one!
Oh, shit.
I knew the sad one!
Oh!
Congratulations, Falcone.
The sad one at the very end of the season?
Hold a ham out.
You know what, though? Like, she found out about the more impactful of the deaths.
Yeah, what the...
We'll
just continue now.
Well.
All right.
You know what? Fuck it. Someone else narrates your TV, then.
No, continue. I haven't seen it, and I want it now that you started. Just go.
All right. Well, I mean, like, the other major deaths you already know about. I mean, Tara.
Yeah.
And which also Roosevelt also killed, which is going to just...
Oh, I didn't know about him, but...
He was killed in the same episode. Juice killed him.
Oh, okay. So, no, because here's, like, I've literally only seen, like, two things, and it's when he's, like, holding Tara after he finds her, and I don't know how or why it happened, but I know Gemma's involved, and then I've seen where he's, like, hugging Juice, and he goes, "You betrayed me."
Yeah.
And I really don't know the context, but I'm really excited for him to get his vengeance.
I feel like Juice and Gemma are now going to be, like, looking out for each other.
Yeah.
Because I will just say, they're going to be, like, probably the main antagonist. Because let's face it, since season 4 started, they've been heavily hinting that Gemma may have been heavily involved in a lot of the shit that went down that led to Jax's dad being killed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then she conveniently acted like she had nothing to do with it once Jax found out.
Of course, because that's how she does.
I also have a feeling that she's very much, behind a lot of the activities that Clay did that he got a lot of the blame for, like the gun running and them staying there.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I don't know if it's going to end with Jack killing Gemma, because I think next season is the last Sons of Anarchy season.
Probably. I mean, if you look at it, okay, because it's Hamlet.
Yeah.
So, the thing is, like... Opie was basically was Ophelia, kind of. But also so was Tara. So you have like the two sides of that.
I think. Oh, go ahead.
What?
I was going to say, because I think Opie led to Jax becoming closer to being like Clay as president.
Yes, his death is what triggered him and Piney. Their death is what triggered him to being more like Clay, because he was sort of, he was lost. And he does say that. I think there's a line about, he's like, nothing's been right for him since Opie.
I think Tara dying is either going to make him go further into that, or it's going to make him go back to what he used to be.
I think, I mean, given the context of that, he knew she was leaving and he knew what was happening and he knew that the reason why she was taking the kids and what she was doing is what's sort of triggering him back to the way he should be.
Yeah. But again,
and then I think her going and then him finding out who and why is what's going to ultimately destroy that club.
Yeah.
Because he's going to just destroy all of it.
I wonder though, I wonder who's going to take the fall for a lot of the Sam Crow crimes. Because,
you know, I don't know. It's sort of like, because now if Clay's gone, Gemma's the villain.
Yeah, but here's a point I want to make. Kurt Sutter was one of the main writers for the last season of The Shield.
Uh-huh.
And in The Shield, the way it ended, the people who should have gotten punished for their crimes
didn't.
The guy who got punished was the most loyal to Vic Mackey of the show, Ronnie.
No, I know. Well, that's because it was more of an unapologetic true to life ending.
Yeah. And I feel like if there's someone who's going to get nailed for everything that Sam Crow did by the police, it's either going to be Bobby or Chibs.
Yeah, because it's going to be the ultimate, if that's the way that they're going to go.
Yeah. And who knows? It might even be because, if he really wants to copy The Shield, do what he did there, Jax maybe turns state's witness to keep the kids safe.
Yeah.
And then, again, Chibs.
That would actually be interesting if he goes into WITSEC.
That could Tara's death could lead to that, too.
I feel like it's going to, like, he's going to do something with the kids to get them out. But that's ultimately what made Gemma, like, because she was like, no, if I can't control them, then you're going to be killed for it.
And that could also, like, bring up why, you know, Gemma may have had Jax's dad killed, because she wasn't.
Because he wanted out.
He wanted out of guns. She liked the money that they were probably making because of guns.
Oh, no, I guarantee she's accustomed to a certain level of living and a certain level of power. Because if you look at it like Hamlet, she's the queen.
Yep. And she will do anything to stay the queen.
Exactly. And that's why she was going after Tara, because Tara was the only one who was on equal standing and was threatened to her.
Yeah.
And that's why she was trying to turn her, so she had control over Tara. And then Tara was like, no, was trying to leave. And that's when she ultimately decided to have her killed.
Yeah.
Tara was the only one incapable of being controlled.
Yeah, and they almost teamed up for a while, for like a season, and then all of a sudden...
That was awesome. Like, it was great from like season one, where they're like, we fucking hate each other, and like towards mid-season two, and then season three, they were like, yeah, we're cool. And then season four, she was like, no.
Yeah, and then season four, Tara decided she wanted out.
Well, no, season four was fine. It was like after Opie, I think that was when... That was season five.
Yeah, season five. Opie, right? Season five is when Opie died.
Season five is when she started, like, I want out. Season four was like, okay. And then the end of season four, she was like, we need to leave, like, went after her hands and stuff. Like, they were going to get out, and then she got attacked because Clay was trying to get her killed.
Yeah.
And then that was with the whole, she was just, like, broken. And then season five, they were like, she's like, I want out. And then Jax sort of lost it.
And you notice, like, a lot of people have been saying, they're pretty much setting up white and black versus... brown and yellow, as they said.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, the Jax teaming up with the black gang is going to blow up in his face, because eventually someone finds out how Damon Pope died.
Yeah. I'm sure that's going to come back.
That's definitely going to come out at some point. I'm sure...
It has to. I mean, there's no... They wouldn't do that and then have it be a big thing without...
Yeah.
And then, especially now that they've killed Clay, like, it's not...
And that's where Juice will come in.
I'm telling you right now, no, Jax is going to kill Juice. next season.
He is, but I think Juice is going to let it slip out that he planted that gun on.
Oh no, he is.
Yeah.
We're gonna. There, I think it's all going to blow up, and then ultimately, I feel like Jax is going to turn witness.
Yeah,
either that or he's going to just leave. Like he's going to get the kids and go.
He's going to leave, like he's been saying he should. Who knows? Maybe the club doesn't implode and they stay together, just with with
maybe Bobby. He'll just.
President Bobby and Vice President Chibs.
Yeah, who are the only ones who probably should be running the club.
Yeah, they're literally the only competent ones who don't have the mentality to be spoiled by the power.
Exactly.
And they're the ones who should have been higher up there in the decision making. And that was like how Jax messed up, by not including them in on a lot of these decisions. At least them. He pulled a Clay, thought that he should be making decisions on his own.
He was playing it close to the vest, and that's not what the club's about. He was like, no, I have to make these decisions by myself, and then...
And you know who... Oh, man. I'm still wondering, though. The one character I'm not sure about what's going to happen with is Tig.
Yeah, that's so hit or miss, because you're like, oh, he's going to get killed. Oh,
And they tease it, too.
Because they know. They're like, oh, we can play with the audience.
Eventually, actually, another reason why the black guys might go up against Jax is maybe they find out that he has no intention of killing Tig.
I feel like they'll kill Tig, and that's when they're going to find out about Damon Pope, and Jax is going to be on his own.
Yeah.
It's going to just burn it down. It's going to be burned down.
At some point, and I wonder when they're going to do it. And we're also forgetting...
If next season's going to be last season, then it's going to be next season.
Yeah, it's going to be... I believe the plan is that next season is the last season. What else can they do? They've killed off half the principal cast.
I know.
I mean, if they had one more season, I could see them adding new people, but...
It depends. I mean, they go in and out with, characters.
And that's why, for example, they shouldn't have killed off Kenny Johnson's character, Kozik.
No.
He was the guy who, Tig didn't like because they were arguing over a dog. He had the blonde hair. Yeah, he was like an ex.
Oh, yeah, he got killed early.
He got killed
early. He stepped on a bomb.
And I thought he could have, he's a good actor. The guy's a good actor who plays him. He's from The Shield.
Right.
I thought he could have played a decent character, and then they could have just kept him in there for a while.
Right. That was just for shock value, too.
Yeah.
When he stepped on the mine.
So was the one prospect getting killed, Filthy Phil.
Oh, yeah, man, that sucked.
Fucking Irish.
I gotta say, no, that was the thing, the Irish are the fucking villains.
They always are, no matter...
That's what's gonna ultimately be, is it's gonna be taking down the Irish.
What if the Irish also find out that, Sam Crow set him up twice?
Oh, no, they will. Here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna learn all about Damon Pope, then it's gonna be Jax on his own. And then maybe Chibs and Bobby, who knows? And they're going to just burn it down. Or he's going to try. And then they're going to take down the Irish. Or something's going to happen. And he's going to get the kids out. I feel like Jax is going to die at the end.
Or, another thing too is, what's going to happen with Unser?
Unser's probably going to be the last one standing.
Oddly enough, because he's the one who's been dying since the beginning of the show.
That's what, because it would be ironic. Because he's the one who's been dying.
And yet he's the last one standing.
And he's the last one standing, and he's the one who's untouched by the violence, and he's the one who's been, they've been controlling.
I feel like the
and
opposite.
And he's had the best intentions from the beginning.
I feel like his end is going to be the worst because of the fact that he had the best intentions from the beginning.
Exactly.
Because you got, with shows like that, the ones who have the best intentions are always the ones who have the most tragic deaths.
Yeah.
Opie, for example. Most tragic death in the show so far. Tara, another tragic.
I would argue, though, from season one, Donna was the most tragic.
Yeah, Donna was. Yeah,
because it was all just Clay playing them, because he misinterpreted it, and it because of
Stahl,
and it was all of that, and then a misinterpretation because it wasn't the person they thought they were killing.
Also, how satisfying was Stahl? Finally getting
Season 3 is going to go down as my favorite season. especially just the finale. Was fucking perfect.
The finale was the best way to end a season. It wrapped up two major subplots. Chibs got his revenge on Jimmy O.
Mm-hmm.
For both scarring his face and taking his family away.
Yeah.
And then Opie got revenge for Donna, because let's face it, it was Clay playing around, but it was also Stahl.
It was Stahl's information that caused it.
Yep.
Or her false information. And her playing them.
And I want to point out, Stahl always looked like she had a weird Gumby mouth. She always did. But what was hilarious was she was so conniving and so cold. And when in her last moment, she was crying, begging for forgiveness.
That was so great, though. Like, it's those character moments that are so fucking good.
Dennis, Opie, Tara, Donna, all names I probably associate with wrong shows right now. Well, I know Donna for Doctor Who, Opie for Opie and Anthony. I'm trying to think of where he gets the Tara part from.
True Blood.
Oh, it could be True Blood.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Dennis is a big fan of True Blood, so it might be.
I don't know, but that's the only other Tara I can think of.
So we are going to do a wrap-up now of comics.
Yeah, we've got 10 minutes left.
We've got 10 minutes left.
We got into Sons of Anarchy.
Peanut M&Ms, and I have a big chunk of something that is nothing but the colored outer coating.
That's always fun, getting that kind of a bag.
By the way, Nikita had a
entire time you were talking about Sons of Anarchy, I was just eating peanut M&Ms.
Well, now we know, and knowing is half the battle. Mm-hmm. G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
So, we're going to end on this story. Marvel is once again, they're canceling Daredevil only to relaunch it shortly after with the same creative team.
Oh, yeah, Buffy, too. I'm sorry. Yeah. Tara from Buffy, if that makes sense. Oh, yeah.
Good point.
I'll both vampires, but Buffy's better.
Can I just point out, I'm getting tired of comics just canceling a series to relaunch it with a number one.
I know, it's kind of annoying.
And Daredevil's one of the...
Just go. Just keep continuing. Just make it... You have a new author. Fine. Go.
And it's Marvel. We know that once it gets closer to a milestone of total combined issues, they're just going to renumber it to that big number anyway.
Also, I'm so tired of events.
Yeah, I think everyone's got event fatigue.
Like, I got it. I get it. It's cool, like, once in a while. Like, great. You have the crisis or this thing. Like, it is cool to have all the heroes and all this stuff. Like, I don't need it every fucking summer.
Yeah, I think that's one thing I like to see in 2014 is no events.
Like, it would be great if it's like, okay, no Avengers versus X-Men, no, you know, Crisis or Rise of this or, you know, like...
The Spireys.
Yeah, there you go.
Hulk, no like, Susan Dean writing. Shut up. Hulk, like, properly spaced paragraph. Hulk, read none in Rise of Spires.
Okay.
So anyway...
No, but like I'm saying, like, it would be nice if there's no events. Like, just, I want good character stories.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really excited for the Black Widow comic that's coming out.
Wait, another one?
No, the new one. Like, the new one that's coming out.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, didn't they, like, have one already? Or was that a miniseries?
I think it was a miniseries, but no, there's a, the one that they keep, maybe it's already out, I just haven't gotten it yet.
Possibly. But, look at both major companies. Marvel relaunched everything with issue one. DC did the new 52. And there were some, like, classic titles.
Yeah, Nathan Edmondson and Phil Noto are, in 2014, a launch of a new Black Widow series.
All right, there we go.
And it has to do with her, like, atoning for past and stuff, which is exactly what you want in a Black Widow story.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be nice.
That's I'm excited for.
I mean, listen, I'm forgiving The Walking Dead for doing an event because they rarely do events.
It's different. It's not like Marvel and DC that does it every summer.
Yeah, that's the thing. They do it so rarely that, like, when we're saying we're tired of events, All at War is not counted. Because when The Walking Dead has what would be considered an event type of storyline, it technically isn't an event kind of storyline. Technically not.
No, right. It's just a big storyline. No, I'm just saying, like, I'm tired of these like event, like the big like intersecting stories, eight issues of this other series mixing with the main storyline. You have to buy every fucking thing.
Yeah, thank God that Walking Dead, all their storylines just in one centralized comic.
Yeah.
But I wonder, like, and now we're going to finish
well,
this.
Yeah, you can't exactly have Carl the comic.
You never know. You never know. But I do want to, we're going to wrap up the year review or the year end show. I think I'm going to have everybody say a prediction in comics, movies, and TV. Or something you're looking forward to, starting with Cornax.
There will be more of the same. There will always be more of the same. You are all sheeple.
All right, Alex Jones Cornax. Thanks for the assessment.
It's a false flag.
It's a psyop.
It's a psyop. Damn it.
Well, they're putting soft kill poisons into radio microphones. So
shut up.
Anybody knows? No, you shut up. Listen, you've had your time to do your Snyder marks.
Oh, you know what I bought? I bought the Hawkeye comic, and I haven't read it yet, but I'm really excited to.
Wait, has that been good? Like, or have you heard?
I hear nothing but good reviews for it.
Nice.
So I bought the trade.
I'll have to check that out then.
Of the Hawkeye, My Life as a Weapon. So I'm excited to read it.
Ariel, predictions or things you're looking forward to for 2014?
Oh, so things I'm looking forward to. All
right.
The Captain America movie. Really looking forward to it.
What about TV?
As far as TV, the new season of Game of Thrones will be wonderful, hopefully. I think that's the biggest things that I'm excited for. I mean, obviously all my shows coming back, but because they're on hiatus right now, but that's like whatever. It's every year.
Yeah, here's a few things I'm looking forward to.
Ooh, and the X-Men movies and Mockingjay when that comes out in November.
I'm on TV. I'm looking forward to the return of Louis. Mm-hmm. Even though Marin kind of filled the gap, I miss that show. I mean, I get why Louis needed to take time off. Dude's a hardworking comic. Plus, he did everything on the TV show Louis. Also, I'm looking forward to Community coming back.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention Community.
With Dan Harmon as the showrunner again.
No, that's going to be...
I'm looking forward to what will be the end of Sons of Anarchy. Not because I want it to end, but because I know it's just going to be explosive. Like, shit is going to hit the fan. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to... Oh, fuck, what was the show? I'm looking forward to seeing how they go with Bates Motel.
Oh, I'm excited for season two of Hannibal.
Yeah, Hannibal. I'm excited for the next season of Archer.
Mm-hmm, that too.
And actually, I'm interested in Chosen, which we did interviews for at Comic-Con.
Have you watched Bob's Burgers yet?
Yeah, I've watched Bob's Burgers.
Oh, okay.
Love Bob's Burgers.
That show is the best.
So good. I liked it when I first saw the pilot episode, the Health Inspector one.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was one of those things where I never got a chance to watch episodes all the time.
Right. Dennis says the ending of American Horror Story, Kevin. You know what? Here's the thing, because Asylum, as like ridiculous as a lot of it is, that fucking ending, like that finale episode, is literally one of the best episodes of television.
It's
really good, and so I'm hoping the Coven ending is just as good.
You know what I'm looking forward to? Because the mid-season finale for this show kind of showed the path they're starting to go into now. What they're going to do with the next half of the season of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, well...
Because things have kind of started to shift more towards being like the comic.
Well, that's good.
Like, literally, they... Since, Ariel, I know you're not paying attention to the show lately, I'll point this out.
Nope.
They wrapped up this prison arc.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the governor had his tank. He started shooting at the prison walls. The one main difference, Herschel did die, but it was the way that Tyrese was killed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, chopped with Michonne's sword.
Yeah.
Now, Michonne stabbed the governor when he was about to choke Rick out. But one of the governor's people did the kill shot, like in the comic. There's a scene in the episode that shows Rick and Carl going up through the woods to get away from the prison. That's pretty much straight out of the comic.
Mm-hmm.
It was just an overall just shit hits the fan and it restarts everything because everyone's scattered about. They're going to introduce Abraham next half season.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing, so.
So, well, I mean, Abraham being in there is confirmed.
Yeah, no, I hear he's going to be there.
So, I mean, that was announced at Comic-Con, actually, I believe. And he was actually live-tweeting the announcement.
Sick.
But, you know, they, unfortunately for J.J. Stoner, Rick did not lose his hand, but, like, making him lose his hand on the TV show is pointless. So, I'm glad they didn't. And from what I've seen, from what they're showing from the next half of the season, there's more stuff that's comic book centric.
Mm-hmm.
So, the only thing I wish is that they would have fleshed out a friendship between Tyrese and Rick more. But, I mean, they've been doing that with Daryl and Rick, which I kind of called from the get-go.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I mean, the showrunner gets another season at the helm. And even though Frank Darabont is suing AMC for $11 million, I don't know why he's doing it now, but whatever.
He's probably his money now, I don't know.
Yeah, well, he's got Mob City. I mean, listen, Frank Darabont, he doesn't need any more money, yo. But, all right, we're the Nerd Hour. We're going to get out of here because it was a nice 2013, I'd say, in a lot of aspects. And hopefully 2014 brings us a better, you know, just a better year in general. I mean, it was a decent year, but it could have been better. So, and now we're going to just do our plugs, and we're going to get out of here. At Nerd Hour Ariel, at Cornax 357.
MLR.
At MLR Cornax now?
No, Cornax MLR.
Cornax MLR now. All right, at Cornax MLR. I should know that. You've mentioned me a few times.
You should know that.
I should know that. But then again, I just hit reply. So, Cornax MLR, Nerd Hour Ariel.
I noticed when you changed it to Heel Punchy and CM Punchy.
I announced those,
Mr. Brain Stew Punchy.
I've announced those changes, though. At CM Punchy on Twitter, I've got half the shows are more like radio, aside from this one. Have a good night, guys. Peace out.
Happy New Year.
I hope you all die in a fire.
And then the fire rises.